Just in time for the Christmas season, we have a special church bulletin insert for Issues Etc. and our sacred music station, Lutheran Public Radio. Just go to the support page at issuesetc.org, download, print, and make copies of the Christmas programming bulletin insert. The bulletin insert can be used for the weekends of December 20th and 27th. Talk radio and sacred music for the Christmas season. Issuesetc.org. Click support. Well, since it's Friday, we have assembled our four Issues Etc. sound bites, and we decided it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's a simple game we play with our listeners. All you got to do is listen to the four sound bites, and then you vote for the one you think ought to be Soundbite of the Week. You might agree with it or disagree with it, want to hear it again, never want to hear it again. There's all kinds of reasons. Your reasons are your own. We want to know why and which one you're voting for and where you listen when you vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You vote by giving us a call, and phone call voters get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. You can also vote via email. We'll get your email right here in the studio in real time. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet @issuesetc, or you can go to our Facebook fan page. We've left space there for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. The listener with the best vote gets the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. The only way to get that is to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week and have yours be picked as the best vote, or to come visit us in the studio. Since the studio is empty except for people who work here, we are going to have to give one away. 1-877-623-MYIE. Soundbite number one comes from Pastor Chris Roseborough. Here he is responding to Pastor Bill Cornelius's Christmas sermon.
But the truth is, we are all pregnant with destiny. All of us have God's destiny within us. And so Mary, right, she gets visited by an angel. Joseph has not been visited yet by an angel, so he's like, what's going on? This is crazy. You ever felt that way? You ever say that in your life? This is not how I planned it. Like, I thought this was going to happen, and the deal fell through. And the promotion fell through. And the opportunity fell through. And the relationship fell through. And then they left me. And I had an expectation, and it didn't get met. You ever had that? That's Mary and Joseph.
If you could depict this with a nativity scene, there would be no baby Jesus. Mary was not pregnant with potential. Mary was pregnant with the God who spoke the universe into existence. He's basically taken the Christmas story and turned this into Aesop's fables. Mary was pregnant with potential, and you too are pregnant with potential, and you need to find your divine destiny. And just like you've experienced setbacks in your life, well, Mary and Joseph had setbacks in their life, and life didn't go the way they expected. And so this just shows you're on track and that God's really using you. So you know, take heart and go and conquer the world and find your divine destiny. And, you know, you don't even need Jesus for this. For all their talk about wanting to bring people to Jesus, they never do talk about him and never use the texts that are about him to actually preach him. It's absolutely crazy.
That's soundbite number one, Pastor Chris Roseborough responding to Bill Cornelius's Christmas sermon. If you'd like it to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, it needs your vote. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address @issuesetc and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. Rod Dreher of the American Conservative was on the program recently, and here he is talking about the culture's war against traditional Christianity.
We're headed that way now, where the propaganda is so overwhelming and the pushback against any kind of traditional Christianity is so intense that it's going to be very hard, I think, for our children in the decades to come to hold on to just basic moral clarity. And frankly, I have to tell you, I know so many Christians who think that everything's going to be okay if we just sit still and wait for and you know vote conservative, or if we just wait for things to settle down. It's not going to happen. When you have churches that don't teach kids very deeply into Scripture, that don't teach kids very deeply what it means to be a male and a female and what marriage means, all these things, if it's all about happy, clappy, you know, Jesus is my best friend, we're all going to heaven, those folks are not going to make it, because the power of the culture to propagandize and to form the consciences of our kids and their minds is overwhelming. Flannery O'Connor, the great Southern writer, said, you've got to push back against the age as hard as it pushes against you. I think too many of us Christians just aren't pushing at all, or we're pushing in the wrong place.
That's soundbite number two, Rod Dreher of the American Conservative on the culture's war against traditional Christianity. If you'd like that to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, well, you need to vote. 1-877-623-6943, our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Dr. Al Culver. The question was, what makes Lutheran missions unique?
The thing that makes Lutheran missions unique, opposed to other sorts of missions, is the fact that we actually teach what the scriptures say through the lens or on the basis of what we confess in the small catechism and the Lutheran confessions. So we're not out to just make generic Christians. We're actually out to make Lutherans. There's a saying from Wilhelm Friedrich Holtz where he says that Lutheran missions plant Lutheran churches, and Lutheran churches do Lutheran missions. Lutheran missions, first and foremost, is the preaching of the gospel that is pure, and it is the administration of the sacraments. So we know where the church is at based off where preaching happens and where the sacraments are. So Lutheran missions, it sets out to plant a church. I don't think there's as much distinction between home missions and foreign missions other than the location and the culture. You're essentially doing the same thing. You're sharing what Christ has done for the person, and you're taking them to a church, or you're creating a church.
That's soundbite number three, Dr. Al Culver, what makes Lutheran missions unique. You can vote for it. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-MY-IE. You can send us a tweet with your vote, at IssuesETC. Send an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Get ready to vote, because this is the fourth soundbite for your consideration live this Friday afternoon, December the 18th. It's Pastor Brian Wolfmiller answering the question, what do evangelicals do with the Great Commission?
Yeah, well, I remember being an evangelical, and you never get past the word go in that verse. I mean, you're right. It baptize and then teach, says Jesus. But for the evangelical, the verse is simply go and make disciples of all nations. I mean, that's it. I remember talking to a guy who was, he was going to go on some sort of mission trip, and he was going with an organization that was called Matthew 28 or something like that. And it was some sort of Great Commission outreach. And they said, oh, well, so you're going on this Matthew 28 Great Commission mission outreach. You're going to be teaching? What are you going to be teaching? You know, how are you going to baptize? And he says, oh, we're not allowed to baptize, and we're also not permitted to teach. So here was a mission organization called Matthew 28 that was forbidding their people they were sending out from baptizing and teaching. I mean, that's just crazy is what that is. But I don't. I mean, most of the time, I don't remember people even troubling with the order of baptism and teaching. It wasn't even part of the idea of being a missionary.
All right, that's soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. What do evangelicals do with the Great Commission? Those are the four soundbites. Now, it's your turn. It's time to vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Will it be soundbite number one, Pastor Chris Roseborough responding to Bill Cornelius' Christmas sermon about being pregnant with potential? Will it be Rod Dreher on the culture's war against traditional Christianity, soundbite number two? Or soundbite number three, Dr. Al Culver, what makes Lutheran missions unique? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, what evangelicals do with the Great Commission? Vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943, talkback@issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at IssuesETC, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Your votes for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week right after this.
Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell.
Oh, come in now.
Listen to the best of the church's music for the Advent season at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred music for the Advent season, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
More topics, more guests, more Jesus. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Just in time for the Christmas season, we have a special church bulletin insert for Issues Etc. and our sacred music station, Lutheran Public Radio. Just go to the support page at issuesetc.org, download, print, and make copies of the Christmas programming bulletin insert. The bulletin insert can be used for the weekends of December 20th and 27th. Talk radio and sacred music for the Christmas season. Issuesetc.org. Click support.
Do you long for a church where the gospel of the sinner's free justification is front and center, and yet where a robust sacramental life is confessed and lived? Do you long for a church that rejoices in the sacred scriptures as the sole basis for the church's teaching and proclamation, yet values and listens to the witness of the ancient fathers and councils? Welcome to the Lutheran Church. We are what you've been looking for. Find a Christ-centered, cross-focused church near you on the Find the Church page at issuesetc.org.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back, live to Issues Etc. on this Friday afternoon, the 18th of December. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time for your vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week and your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. And I have Issues T-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. It goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can send us an email with your vote, talkback at issuesetc.org, or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Our Twitter address, we can also get votes that way, at issuesetc. Will it be soundbite number one? Pastor Chris Roseborough responds to Bill Cornelius's Christmas sermon on being pregnant with potential. Will it be Rod Dreher on the culture's war against traditional Christianity? Or soundbite number three, Dr. Al Culver, what makes Lutheran missions unique? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, what evangelicals do with the Great Commission? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. facebook.com/issuesetc. Dave in Troy, Michigan kicks off the voting. He tweets us, he's voting for soundbite number two. That's Rod Dreher, the culture's war against traditional Christianity. And he says this, good interview of the culture's overview of the culture's left's hostility to constitutional principles. Dave, thank you very much for listening. In Troy, Michigan, thanks for your tweet. Ken listens in Florida. He says, I vote for Rod Dreher. That's also soundbite number two for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. His timely warning of coming persecution and the need to sound biblical teaching to keep us focused on Christ should be heeded by all. Ken, thanks for listening down in Florida. Karen listens in Fort Wayne, Indiana. She's voting for soundbite number one. Pastor Chris Roseborough responding to Bill Cornelius's Christmas sermon. He says, because what Pastor Roseborough points out, that many pastors never talk about Jesus or use the texts that are about him. Instead, they turn the stories of the Bible into self-application is so prevalent. That makes sense, however, when we know that the people are curved in on themselves and therefore aren't interested in theology, the study of God. They're interested in autology, the study of oneself. Karen, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Fort Wayne, smartest listeners in radio. Alicia votes, saying, voting for soundbite number two, Rod Dreher on the culture's
war against traditional Christianity, because it's Advent, which is all about the what he's saying. The world isn't getting better. The Lord told us it wouldn't, and by this we should know that his Advent is near. Alicia, thank you for listening. Philip listens in Charlottesville, Virginia. Philip, welcome to Issues Etc.
Hey, thank you. We love your show. We listen all the time, discovered it just several months ago on an app that we've got. And I got to tell you, the soundbite that I think was the best one I'd vote for would be the first one about the culture war. I agree with what he was saying tremendously.
Philip, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Charlottesville, Virginia as well. That's soundbite number two, Rod Dreher, on the culture's war against traditional Christianity. Let's hear it again. It's the winner of Issues Etc. soundbite of the week.
We're headed that way now, where the propaganda is so overwhelming, and the pushback against any kind of traditional Christianity is so intense that it's going to be very hard, I think, for our children in the decades to come to hold on to just basic moral clarity. And frankly, I have to tell you, I know so many Christians who think that everything's going to be okay if we just sit still and wait for, and you know, vote conservative, or if we just wait for things to settle down. It's not going to happen. When you have churches that don't teach kids very deeply into Scripture, that don't teach kids very deeply what it means to be a male and a female and what marriage means, all these things. If it's all about happy, clappy, you know, Jesus is my best friend, we're all going to heaven, those folks are not going to make it, because the power of the culture to propagandize and to form the consciences of our kids and their minds is overwhelming. Flannery O'Connor, the great Southern writer, said, you've got to push back against the age as hard as it pushes against you. I think too many of us Christians just aren't pushing at all, or we're pushing in the wrong place.
That's the winner of Issues Etc. soundbite of the week this week. It's soundbite number two, Rod Dreher, the culture's war against traditional Christianity. Thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Karen in Fort Wayne, send us your mailing address and your shirt size. We'll send you the LPR bundle package. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Folks, Issues Etc. has been brought to you in part this week by Concordia University Online. They offer 50 online educational options. You can find out more at issuesetc.org. They will even waive the application fee when you enter the promo code ISSUES, I-S-S-U-E-S, Lifelong Lutheran Learning, Concordia University, Wisconsin, online. Monday on Issues Etc., we'll look forward to Sunday morning talking with Dr. Carl Fakencher of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, about the presentation of Jesus in the temple, and we'll have Pastor Tom Baker lead us in a Sunday school lesson on the birth of John the Baptist. You know, it is a war, and we often, when we say cultural war, we often kind of view ourselves, conservative Christians, as the aggressors. That's not the way it works. We are on the defense. The attack is coming from the culture, from the world, and the flesh and the devil. There's only one answer to that, ultimately: Jesus, death, and resurrection. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Do you want your neighbors and community to see what you're celebrating this Christmas season? Why not display an outdoor nativity in front of your home or your church? It's a great way to show others what Christmas is all about, the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ. Check out the Outdoor Nativity Store at OutdoorNativityStore.com. Durable, affordable, and American-made nativities, OutdoorNativityStore.com. OutdoorNativityStore.com.